कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरीवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड Description of Varnashram Dharma. Text 31. Please chant. Na udvije jana dhiro. Na udvije jana dhiro. Janam chodve jayen natu. Ati vadam stiti kshetra nava manneta kanchanam deham uddishya pashuvad vairam kuryana kenachit no dvije jana dhiro janam chodve jayennatu अति वादा स्थिति क्षेत नाव मन्नेत कंचन देहमुद्दिश्य पशुवद वैरम कुर्यान्न केनचित नोद्विजे जनाधीरो जनम चोद्वे जयन्नतु नावमन्येत कंचन देहम अतिवादाम स्थिति क्षेत नावमन्येत कंचन देहम उद्दिश्य पशुवद वैरम कुर्यान्न केनचित Matajis. Never. ఉద్విజేత షుడ్ బి డిస్టర్బ్డ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ జనాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ పీపుల్ ధీరః అ సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్ జనం అదర్ పీపుల్ చ ఆల్సో ఉద్వేజయత్ షుడ్ ఫ్రైటన్ ఆర్ డిస్టర్బ్ న నెవర్ టు ఇండీజ్ అతివాదాన్ ఇన్సల్టింగ్ ఆర్ హార్ష్ వర్డ్స్ తితిక్షేత హీ షుడ్ టాలరేట్ న నెవర్ అవమన్యేత షుడ్ బిలిటల్ కంచన ఎనీవన్ దేహం ద బాడీ ఉద్దిశ్య ఫార్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ పశువత్ లైక్ ఎన్ ఎనిమల్ వైరం హాస్టిలిటీ కుర్యాత్ హీ షుడ్ క్రియేట్ నో నెవర్ కేనచిత్ విత్ ఎనీవన్ Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. A saintly person should never let others frighten or disturb him, and similarly should never frighten or disturb other people. He should tolerate the insults of others and should never himself belittle anyone. He should never create hostility with anyone for the sake of the material body, for he would thus be no better than an animal. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stated, Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishtuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. A Vaishnava should never disturb any other living entity with his body, mind or words. He should always be tolerant and never belittle others. Although a Vaishnava may act powerfully against the demons for Lord Krishna's sake, as did Arjun, Hanuman and many other great devotees, a Vaishnava becomes very meek and humble in regard to his own reputation. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम एवरीवन संडे मॉर्निंग फॉर द भागवतम क्लास। वी आर डिस्कसिंग ऑन डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ वर्णाश्रम धर्म एंड द क्वालिटीज ऑफ अ सेंटली पर्सन एंड आई रीड द ट्रांसलेशन अगेन। अ सेंटली पर्सन शुड नेवर लेट अदर्स फ्राइटन और डिस्टर्ब हिम। प्लीज एवरीवन फॉलो रिपीट। अ सेंटली पर्सन should never let others frighten or disturb him, and similarly should never frighten or disturb other people. He should tolerate the insults of others and should never himself belittle anyone. He should never create hostility with anyone for the sake of the material body, for he would thus be no better than an animal. Hare Krishna. Very important verse in this current day and age. Kali Yuga is supposed to be an age of quarrel and hypocrisy, or age of misunderstanding, where on sometimes without any logic, without any reason, there is misunderstanding, there are conflicts, there is harsh speech. One time, there was a Nepali watchman, Nepali person. You see, in India, in this world, different people speak English with a different accent. So this Nepali watchman, and this somebody comes, one of the owners of the flat comes and walks into the building. And this Nepali watchman says, "Sir, Syria ka badshah mar gaya. Syria ka badshah mar gaya." He's wondering, what, Syria ka badshah mar gaya? He goes, watches television, looks at the paper, nothing has happened. He's wondering, what is this? Syria ka badshah mar gaya. He said, I looked at the news, I looked at the paper, I looked in the television. There is no news that Syria ka badshah mar gaya. Nepali watchman said, not Syria ka badshah, Chiriya ka bachcha mar gaya. For no reason, misunderstanding. And especially, now this is something, he was not even speaking something harsh. He was speaking something normal. And sometimes people speak things in poetic way. You do not even understand what was bad about it. Poetic things. Like, previously, you know, if you have to go to the toilet, you say, I have to go. Now you say, I have to go to washroom. It's a different way of saying the whole thing. Or I have to go and attend nature's call. One place it was written. See, the same thing which looks very awkward, he wrote in a poetic way. I have to go to attend nature's call. This is in a poetic way. You know what is written? Machalti hai pet mein lehre aisi, lagta hai inhe kisi kinare ki talash hai. Same thing written in a poetic way. You don't know what happened. Wow, that was very good shayar shayari, you know. Now the same thing, you see, yesterday I was going to Virar by train, and I was sitting in the train and in the window seat, and the person behind me was standing and he was constantly speaking the best of the abusive words. And for almost like, I would say, I would not exaggerate, from I can say Bandra to maybe Nalasopara somewhere, he kept on speaking. And here I was sitting and preparing for Sunday Bhagavatam class. And I was worried I'll end up speaking any of that in the class. When something that is going behind you and then you are hearing and then you are preparing for the class on my notepad. And then I was remembering, you know, this abusive words. Somebody gave a very good definition of what is a gali. Look at this, how poetic they define a gali.
before I come to today's subject, look at how things affect us. He says, Gali is Hindi mein bolte hain. Bole atyadhik krodh mein sharirik himsa ki yojana ko tyagte hue. अत्यधिक क्रोध में शारीरिक हिंसा की योजना को त्यागते हुए मौखिक रूप से हिंसा करने की योजना को बनाते हुए मौखिक अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ रुकिए मौखिक रूप से हिंसा की योजना को बनाते हुए शब्दों के समूह को एकत्रित किया जाए और उसको वार किया जाए जिससे मन को असीम शांति मिलती है उसे बोलते हैं गाली. I said, wow. Actually, that's how people feel, you know, when they speak some abusive words throughout anger. Bahut shanti mili. But when somebody speaks such words at you, we do not get shanti. And the whole verse is about this. Should never let others frighten or disturb him. And should never frighten or disturb others. And this is how you judge a saintly person, and this kind of discussion comes various places in Shastras. One of my favorite sections in Bhagavad Gita, which says, how does a self-realized person speak? How does a self-realized person sit? How does a self-realized person walk? And when the subject of sitting comes, how does a self-realized person, speaking comes, how does he speak? How does he speak? It says, Dukheshva anadvignamana Sukheshva vigata spriha Veet rag bhaya krodha Sthita dhir munir uchyate. A saintly person, he needs to cultivate such kind of patience, calmness, such peaceful attitude, no hostility as it is mentioned. Dukheshva anudvigna mana, jab dukh se, by anudvigna mana, by any words which are irritating to you, which trouble you. Dukha anudvigna mana, or any situation which is troublesome to you, anudvigna mana, he does not get agitated. This is the nature of saintly person. Sukheshva vikataspriha. And not only distress, people say, okay, distress I can control. But then happiness, sukheshva vigata spriha. Atyadhik sukh ho jaye jabhi. When there is a lot of happiness, vigata spriha, he does not become attached to that happiness. Vita raga bhaya krodha. And from three things he is free, mukta. What is that? Raga, attachment, bhaya, fear, and krodha, or frustration, anger. Sthita dhir munir uchyate. Such a person is said to be of steady mind. And that's why you understand somebody by the speech. And the speech in day-to-day dealings, you understand what is the level of somebody's consciousness. We can't hide ourselves. Just the speech, the kind of reaction and response we show, that shows what level of consciousness we have imbibed. Therefore it is said, insan ek dukan hai, aur juban uski taala hai. Insan ek dukan hai. Kitne log dukan pe gaye hain? Kuch khareedne ke liye. Insan ek dukan hai, juban uski taala hai, uska taala hai. जब ताला खुलता है तो मालूम पड़ता है दुकान सोने की है या कोयले की. जब ताला खुलता है तो. So the idea is, you see by the speech, and this is what is mentioned exactly in this verse. This is a beautiful story which comes, very famous story, how this is a saint who went to take a bath in river Godavari. And how he was taking bath, somebody who is very envious. Now the first point which I am discussing is from the translation, which says, a saintly person should never let others frighten or disturb him. And this is a saint who goes to Godavari, takes bath, and somebody very envious He comes and spits at the saint. And imagine you just came and, I mean, I can really relate to this story, my favorite story, because I experienced this right in this compound behind the Vrindavan forest. I was just walking and one man was so angry and he was chewing the paan that time. And he spat right at my legs, you know, the paans. And he was so angry. He just wanted to show anger to some temple devotee, not that he was angry with me. And then it is not easy to keep your calm attitude. It's not easy. And especially when you're going for a program, you're going for a class, and suddenly somebody spits at you and then makes you so dirty and contaminated. And right near, behind Vrindavan, just near Vrindavan forest. Now this saint, somebody spat at him, and then he entered again river Godavari. Came out, somebody spit at him. Same person. Again he goes out. Again he takes bath, comes back. Again the same person spits at him. And this goes on for 108 times. Amazing. Such level of patience. Now Lord Rishabhdev says in the teachings, Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. He should go and find out great saints, Mahatmas, and take their association. But what kind of Mahatmas? This has been discussed. Then he says, what kind of Mahatmas you should look for? He says, Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta Vimanyava Suhrida Sadhavai. That kind of saint, Vimanyava, who doesn't get angry, who doesn't show any hostility to somebody who frightens him, disturbs him, or doesn't listen to him, or insults him, etc. Vimanyava. He is peaceful. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, a devotee is peaceful, calm, and patient. Vimanyava. Peaceful, calm, and patient. Now this person who spits at this sage who took bath 108 times, every time somebody spit on him, he takes bath, he comes out, this person gets transformed, this envious person. He says, how is it that I am insulting you so many times and you do not get affected? He said, oh, it's so auspicious. Today is Ekadashi, you gave me chance to take bath 108 times in Godavari. A saintly person should never let others frighten him or disturb him. And a similar story comes about Srila Prabhupada when he was in, I think, Canada. And this one place, one person, whom Srila Prabhupada was showering a lot of affection. And he gave him a lot of time and many conversations he had with this guest. And finally, one time there was a special program organized and this one person walks into the satsang. And he starts insulting Prabhupada and saying that how you are trying to convert others and how you are trying to impose your message. And he really insults and speaks very harshly. And that's the whole program about. He really insults Sri Prabhupada. And then he goes away and then he doesn't turn up after that in some programs. And Sri Prabhupada is inquiring, can you find out where that person is? This is a classic example of Vimanyava. Not showing, as the word says, he should never create hostility with anyone. Enmity, anger, frustration. For the sake of material body, for he would be thus no better than an animal. Srila Prabhupada asked, where is this person? Why is he not coming? And one disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, but he has insulted you so much. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, nothing about it. I might have spoken harsh words to him in some life, he did that. That's fine, we forget about it. Now, especially when somebody comes to the satsang program and insults in front of everyone, you can't take, this is like really spoiling the whole thing. And then the next statement is, similarly, one should not frighten or disturb other people. This is another point. One should not frighten or disturb other people. And a classic story, there are many stories in this regard. I would like to speak the story of Srila Haridas Thakur in a cave. Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, he is chanting all the time, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. And Shri Haridas Thakur was staying in this cave. And how he came to the cave? He was living in village. But his chanting and his extraordinary effulgence and his extraordinary purity and his extraordinary taste in the holy name and his extraordinary influence on the people of the village, on all the Brahmanas, on all the Hindus, on all the Muslims. This was not acceptable to the Qazi, to the Nawab. And they really gave him a lot of trouble. We will discuss the story. But the point is, after the whole thing, when village was not a good place, he decided to shift to a cave. And when he was staying in the cave, this is outside the village, and on the banks of the river Ganges, and he was staying in that cave, all the people of the village used to come and see him in the cave, and meet him in the cave. And some of them would come and spend a lot of time, maybe several hours, discussing Krishna Katha. I mean, such a holy sage, who would not like to spend time with Shri Haridas Thakur? Purity personified. It is said his taste in holy name was so deep, not even a trace of material aspiration was there in his heart. His taste was so deep that all the symptoms of ecstasy were visible in his body all the time. One place, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes, by constant vibrating of the holy names, he was in such a state, not even a single movement, not even a single movement was there when he had the slightest apathy to the names. But think about it. How many times we chant, and definitely while chanting we must have yawned many times. Sometimes right at the thought of chanting starts yawning. Not even a slightest apathy to the holy name. This often reminds me of a story. I was in one village in Rajasthan, and I went there, and I was in somebody's house, and this person was... Naturally, it is said when you want to make friendship with someone, you tell them to share about their life. So I was encouraging him, go on. And this person was going on and on, sharing about his life, what he has done in the village and what kind of contributions he has done and how he has influenced everyone's life and how his family is so special, etc. And I was just hoping and waiting, give me at least 15 minutes chance to preach. You are sharing so much, let me also tell you something. And he was there and his wife was there and they went on and for one and a half hour practically. And then I said, anyway, before you go, can I tell you a quick story for 7 minutes? I actually timed myself so that people know when lecture is going to end. People are happy, you know, they know the end timing. I said, 7 minutes. And I just started the story. This man who was speaking for 1.5 hours, in the first minute, he must have yawned 3 times. I said, wow. Haridas Thakur did not even have slightest apathy to the holy name. He danced, he cried, at times he became unconscious. And at times there was horripilation on his body. Horripilation swelled across his body like thousands of flowers. We are discussing this because that's the goal, taste for holy name. And then we'll discuss what qualities Shri Haridas Thakur had. Horripilation spread across his body like thousands of blooming flowers. It was common to see him dancing and singing about Krishna on the banks of the holy name on the banks of the Ganges all the time. And tears of Krishna prema were constantly keeping his whole body drenched. Tears of holy name kept his whole body drenched all the time. Tears while chanting the holy names. And seeing this situation of Shri Haridas Thakur, even atheists marveled. Jo nastik log the, wo bhi aashcharyachakit rah gaye. Even atheists marveled. What an effect of, even they got transformed. And not only that, even Brahma and Shiva, how many eyes Brahma has? How many brahmas? 22 brahmas. With 8 eyes. He was indicating amazement to Shiva. Look at this. Such a taste in holy name has never been seen.
And even smartha brahmanas who were just interested in some rituals, even they were sincerely impressed.
And all the village held him in great respect. Such was the taste of Srila Haridas Thakur in the chanting of the holy names. Please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And in fact, many, many atheists got purified in the Fulia just by his chanting of the holy names in places around. They got purified just by Haridas Thakur's presence. And therefore, all these people wanted to come and meet him in the cave. And naturally, you want to just imagine, now you are hearing a class, but if you are hearing, seeing something like this, we just want to keep seeing that. It's a marvel to keep looking at. But they could not spend time in the cave because there was some kind of poisonous vapors there. Some kind of poisonous effect. Very foul smelling vapors in that cave. And all the brahmanas discussed, what's wrong here? Something is wrong. What is this foul smelling? We just cannot spend time and Haridas Thakur stays here. We cannot spend some short time here and Shri Haridas Thakur stays there, resides there. So they all went to an Ayurvedic physician. They asked, what happened? Why so much foul smelling? An Ayurvedic physician, by his knowledge, he said, looks like there is a poisonous snake. A very heavily poisonous snake is living inside the cave. And all the brahmanas decided, look, if we are going to tell Haridas Thakur about this, he may not listen. So you are the doctor, you are Ayurvedic physician, you come along, you tell Srila Haridas Thakur, it is not healthy to stay in the cave, please leave this cave. All the Ayurvedic physicians with the brahmana went there and requested, this is not an ideal place for you to stay. Very poisonous snake. It can be fatal. And Srila Haridas Thakur, absolutely oblivious. Not even the slightest sign of fear when a doctor coming and telling Ayurvedic physician that there is a poisonous snake living in the cave with you. Now if you really want to see this in our scenario, it happens sometimes, you know, in temple, fortunately it doesn't happen, but sometimes outside it happens. You are doing katha somewhere and this is a hired hall and there are men and there are females sitting there. And suddenly some cockroach or rat comes there. And everybody, woo, 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 you know, everybody starts doing like that. Like one place it was written, Chuha billi se darta hai. Billi kutte se darti hai. Kutta aadmi se darta hai aur aadmi aurat se darta hai. Aur aurat cockroach se darti hai. Aur cockroach chuhe se darta hai. Aur chuha billi se darta hai. बिल्ली क्या कुत्ते से डरती है कुत्ता आदमी से डरता है आदमी औरत से डरता है दिस काइंड ऑफ साइकिल दे मेक समटाइम्स जोक्स लाइक दिस बट इमेजिन अ कॉकरेज और अ रैट स्केयर्स अस हरिदास ठाकुर इज कंप्लीटली ऑब्लिवियस टू द प्रेजेंस ऑफ द स्नेक एट लीस्ट वी कैन रिलिश हियरिंग दिस वी कैन नॉट बी ऑब्लिवियस ऑफ प्रेजेंस ऑफ द स्नेक वी कैन रिलिश हियरिंग दिस एंड सी द लेवल ऑफ एब्जॉर्प्शन श्री हरिदास ठाकुर हैज एंड दे से प्लीज मूव आउट ऑफ द केव. And Haridas Thakur is absolutely, he's thinking he can, this is a cave, let him stay, let I stay, both stay, fine. But because you people are discomfort, let's see, by tomorrow morning, either I will leave this cave or the snake will leave this cave. Something will happen. And it is said the brahmanas, when they were trying to convince Haridas Thakur till evening, in the evening only a thick black snake with all colorful designs on the snake. That's how it is described. A thick black snake with red, yellow and blue stripes on the body. What a fashionable snake. With red, yellow and blue stripes on the snake. People saw that, and then there is a valuable gem on the head of the snake. Real poisonous snake. And the snake just slithers out, comes out, right in front of everyone. Everybody starts trembling. But it is mentioned the snake was so beautiful to behold. There is a beauty. At the same time, it was so scary. Because such a beautifully designed snake is coming out of the cave. It was a beautiful snake. They wanted to keep beholding, but it was so scary because they could see it's a highly poisonous snake. And Shri Haridas Thakur did not want to trouble. It is mentioned there. Should not frighten or disturb others. He did not want to frighten the villagers, the brahmanas. At the same time, he did not want to discomfort the snake. He said, I can move out. And then he said, actually we are living since long together. We are not causing any inconvenience to each other. But because you are saying, either snake will move out or I will move out. And the snake moves out. And everybody is, wow. Look at this, is a special leela of Shri, of the Paramatma, who tells the snake, just move out. So this story is there, that he does not trouble or discomfort. And similar story also comes dealing with a snake, where this is in Sri Ramanujacharya's pastime, there is a devotee called as Govinda. And he is a cousin of Sri Ramanujacharya, disciple of Shailapurna. And this Govinda, one day is holding a snake by the neck. Holding a snake by the neck. And with two hands he has opened the mouth of the snake. And with the two hands, the mouth of the snake opened, he has put his finger inside the mouth and he is trying to do something. Shri Ramanuj, what are you doing? Why you are troubling a living entity like this? Holding a snake and removing something from the... I mean, they don't know what he is doing. So they feel, what is he doing? Giving discomfort to a snake, holding by the neck, opening the mouth, putting your finger outside. He said, no, I am not causing any trouble. I am trying to remove a thorn, which is giving trouble to this snake. I am trying to remove that thorn. Somehow a thorn has entered the mouth of the snake. So Gita also says, Yasma na udvijate loko, loka na udvijate chaya. Does not agitate others and does not get agitated by them. Now the next thing which is mentioned, he should tolerate the insults of others and should never himself belittle anyone. Now this is about tolerance, another quality. Same thing in different ways spoken. So I am taking each statement and discussing on that. Like there is a beautiful bhajan which speaks, and where Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually begs. He begs to develop this quality. Because he says, if you have to chant the holy name with purity, you need to have some tolerance. He says, Kabe habe bolo se dina mar. Would you like to chant? Please chant. Kabe habe bolo se dina mar. Please sing. Aparad ghuchi. Aparad ghuchi. Shudh nam ruchi. Aparad ghuchi, shudh nam ruchi. Kripa bale habe hridaya sanchar. Kripa bale habe hridaya sanchar. He says, when will I stop committing the offenses, and then the kripa will flow into my heart, and then I will be able to chant the holy names. Look at the next statement. Trinadhika hina kabe nijamani. Trinadhika hina
कभी निज मानी सहिष्णुता गुण सहिष्णुता गुण हृदय ते आनी हृदय ते आनी सकले मानद आपनियमानी सकले मानद आपनियमानी होए आस्वादिबो नाम रस सार होए आस्वादिबो नाम रस सार.
So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Hoye Aswadibo Naam Ras Sar. When will I be able to chant with great taste, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And one of the quality which he is praying is Sahishnuta Guna. When will I develop tolerance? There is a story in Mahabharata, it comes that how, very interesting story to learn a lot of good lesson. Where Dronacharya is giving lessons to all the Pandavas. Now this story says that Dronacharya is giving lesson to all the Pandavas and he calls everyone and he says, today I will give you a very important lesson. I am sure he did not speak in English. But anyway, he says, today I am going to give you a very important lesson. Never get angry. Control your anger. Everyone speak. Never get angry. Control your anger. Everyone. Very good. Wonderful. Good lesson. Everybody. Samajh gaye? Oh yes. Samajh gaye. Understood. Everyone understood. Yes. Everyone understood. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I did not understand. Dronacharya is a simple. Do not get angry. Control your anger. One minute. What's the problem with this? It's easy to understand. What is the problem? Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, I did not understand. Next day, he said, okay, come tomorrow and tell me if you understand. Practice this for till tomorrow. Yudhishthira Maharaj comes next day. Dronacharya asks, samajh mein aaya? Nahi samajh mein aaya. After 4 days, Yudhishthira Maharaj comes. Dronacharya asks, samajh mein aaya? Nahi samajh mein aaya. Yudhishthira Maharaj gets so angry. What is the problem? All the students have understood. Why you can't understand? Please speak. Do not get angry. Control your anger. Simple. Sab samajh gaye na? Kitne log samajh gaye? Haath khada kijiye. Kuch log haath khada kar rahe hain. So Yudhishthira Maharaj did not understand for 7 days. 10 days and one day Dronacharya in front of everyone asked him, abhi to samajh gaya? Nahi samjha. Dronacharya got so upset, such a simple lesson. If I have dull students like you, how are we going to go ahead in the syllabus? And Dronacharya starts beating him left and right, such heavy beating he gives. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, after getting all the beating, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, samajh gaya. And Dronacharya is wondering, and Dronacharya realizes, tu to samajh gaya, lekin main bhul gaya. Kyunki tujhe itna maar diya, I forgot. I came under the effect of anger. So, and this is what Shastras teach. Tolerance. Sahishnuta. Shantir. Look at what outside. One place I went, some shop, you know, it was written, you know. If someone hates you for no reason. Look at the teachings which we given Shastras and what's written outside. If someone hates you for no reason, slap them hard on the face so that they have a reason to hate you. If someone hates you for no reason, slap them hard on the face so that they have a reason to hate you. This is the modern teachings given. And on one side it is mentioned Sahishnuta. Sahishnuta, the best example is Srila Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated different qualities to different devotees. Shri Haridas Thakur demonstrated tolerance through Sanatana Goswami. He demonstrates humility. And we will discuss these two qualities for a short while. Now it is mentioned tolerance. Please listen to this. Tolerance is like chandan, is like sandalwood. Sandalwood bolte hain ghisega, ghisega, ghisega. Chandan ko jitna ghisenge, some people are doing nowadays for chandan yatra. Chandan jitna ghisenge, ghisenge, paste banega. And that paste will be applied on the body of the Lord. So tolerance is like a chandan. Jitna ghisoge, jo ghisega, wo Bhagawan ke sharir pe lagega. Lekin jo chandan ghista nahi hai, wo mrit sharir ko arpan hota hai. Because if you know, in the last rites, they use chandan, lakdi. Chandan ghisega, to Bhagawan ke sharir pe jayega. If ghisega nahi, lakdi rahega, to mrit sharir pe jayega. So the more tolerance is practiced, the more tolerance is, one goes to the struggles of tolerance, the more one prepares to offer to the lotus feet of the Lord. Let's look at the story of Haridas Thakur. One story we discussed is about the cave. Now same Haridas Thakur, before cave, what happens? He was living wonderfully in the village of Fulia, and as we describe, that he was actually loved by all the people. And the Qazi got so envious of Srila Haridas Thakur, he actually told Nawab, we should get him and put him in the prison. And all the people of the Nawab's place get so happy. Shri Haridas Thakur is coming. Such a saint is coming. We are all going to get darshan. But then they realize Shri Haridas Thakur is coming as a prisoner. He is not just coming for rounds of the prison and to give darshan and blessing. He is coming as a prisoner. They feel very sad. But they have special, what you say, agreement with the warden of the jail. Look, when Shri Haridas Thakur comes, please give us his darshan available all the time. Do not put any bars on that. Fine, done. As soon as Shri Haridas Thakur comes to the jail, Shri Haridas Thakur is put in the jail. But he is so beautiful. He's by his absorption in chanting, his purity, he is so beautiful. It is said he has long arms, he has lotus-like eyes, effulgent moon-like face. And all the prisoners, when they just look at him, and just the breeze touching his body touch them, his darshan, his touch, seeing his absorption, his purity, they feel so much relief. They feel so blissful. They feel like chanting, absorbing so blissfully. And that is the time Haridas Thakur just looks at them and he says, remain as you are. Just remain as you are. And everybody shocked. They are in the prison, they are suffering, and Haridas Thakur says, remain as you are. And Haridas Thakur could see the sadness on their face. They didn't like this blessing. See, when you give blessing, people have choices blessing. What blessing they want? Remain as you are. This is not the blessing they are looking for. And they get very sad, and Haridas Thakur explains to them. He said, I can see you have become very sad by understanding this, but I'll read this. He says, I certainly do not want you to remain prisoners forever. But I do pray that you develop a distaste for material pleasures. Please chant the holy name of the Lord. My blessings are meant to free you from your present miserable condition. And what is the present miserable condition? Your absorption in the worldly matters. And ensure that you remain happy in the love of Krishna. I look upon everyone equally and wish the best. And what I mean to say, when you say remain as you are, the kind of devotion, the kind of love, the kind of taste for Krishna which you are exhibiting at this moment, the kind of desperation to achieve Krishna's mercy you are exhibiting at this moment, I wish and pray that all the time you remain desperate for Krishna's mercy just like this. And then he says, remaining in the prison is not so bad. What is remaining? What is very bad? Remaining in the prison of the worldly life and the worldly people. In the mundane life and mundane people, that is much bad than remaining in the prison. So what if you are in the prison? Main thing is, do not get contaminated by the worldly life. You see, I was thinking many stories sometimes become irrelevant. Some people are so much used to going to the jail. They say, so what's the problem? Jail is a great place. Like one magistrate told a prisoner, tumhe sharam nahi aati, tum panchvi baar yahan pe aa raha hai. Tumhe sharam nahi aati, chullu bhar paani mein doob marna chahiye. You know what the prisoner said? Are sharam, main to panchi baar aaya, tum to roz aata hai yahan pe. They are telling magistrate, tum to roz aata hai yahan pe. But the point is, Haridas Thakur is telling, what is bad is staying in the worldly life. What is bad is staying in the mundane association. What is bad is keeping the worldly habits. And the worst thing is doing mundane gossip. And this is what Haridas Thakur is telling the prisoners. And then he says, anyway, you'll be soon free from all this. But once you go out, grihe thako, vane thako, you decide. You want to stay in the forest, in solitude? You want to stay in household? Fine. But please constantly chant the holy names and never take to worldly association and make your goal of your life just chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And in the prison, Haridas Thakur is preaching like this. Nawab is getting more upset. Nawab calls Haridas Thakur and he realizes, by his purity, such effulgence, he could see. And he asked Qazi, what should be done for this? And they preached to him, you know, how bad it is to stay with Hindus. Hinduo ke haath ka ann khana, aapka jeevan dushit ho jayega. You have taken birth in such an exalted Muslim family. This is what the Nawab is telling to Srila Haridas Thakur. You have such an exalted birth. Why you are associating with these Hindus? Why you are spoiling your life? We do not even accept rice touched by Hindus, yet you want to ignore your high birth and become a low caste Hindu? Please do some prayaschit for this sin which you have done, otherwise we are going to punish you very heavily. And Nawab is requesting, because Nawab could see his purity, he was afraid to punish, but still he didn't want to punish. But this Qazi was adamant, no, we have to punish. And Nawab said, look, if you do not do prayaschit, we are going to punish you. Srila Haridas Thakur, look at the reply. Srila Haridas Thakur patiently listened to the threats and accusations of the Nawab. Patiently listened. Again, I am focusing on the theme. Peaceful, calm and patient, vimanyava. Patiently listened to the threats and accusations of the Nawab, recognizing his words as the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord. Bhagawan ki maya se bhatke huye, inke shabdon ko kyon seriously liya jaye? Haridas simply smiled at Nawab. If we have to learn the art of responding to accusations, like I think this quote comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita's book, but I'm not sure. He says, life is like a classroom. Life is like a classroom which is meant for learning. And life is not a courtroom which is used for defending and accusations. Life is like a classroom which is meant for learning. And life is not like a courtroom which is used for chillam chilli, accusation and defending. There was a famous book, you know, Dale Carnegie. He says, how to win friends and influence people. And one of the principles he teaches, never pick up an argument. Never participate in the argument. Kisi se behas mat karo. Wonderful. Behas mat karo. And especially in Kali Yuga, everybody has a different thought process. Everybody thinks differently. The only thing remains is behas in life.
किसी से बहस मत करो. हरिदास ठाकुर पेशेंटली लिसन टू द थ्रेट्स एंड एक्यूजेशंस विदाउट एनी एप्रीहेंशन. ही स्माइल्ड, स्पोक इन अ स्वीट सूदिंग वॉइस. ही सेड, माय डियर सर, देयर इज ओनली वन गॉड फॉर ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज. व्हाटएवर यू सी ऑफ माय एक्टिविटीज एंड मी आर मैनिफेस्टेशंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड हु गाइड्स मी फ्रॉम विद इन. And he speaks such beautiful philosophy. All the people in the Muslim court who are hearing, they get influenced. Main thing is by his calm attitude, by his purity, by his serenity. They just get so influenced. The Muslim courtiers were sincerely moved by his words and by his presence and by the aura which he carries. However, his wisdom could not penetrate the envious and sinful heart of the Qazi who turned to Nawab. You must punish this person. He has given up our dharma to take to another. You must punish him. However, if he wants to be excused, let him speak from our own scripture. Then the Nawab tried again. And you know what Haridas Thakur finally says? Whatever punishment you have to give, give. Each one of us, even if you are going to punish me, I am going to suffer the reactions of my own offenses, which I must have done in the past, and I am not going to blame you for that. Such a beautiful statement. He says, each one of us suffers according to the degree of one's previous offenses. All is done by the Lord. And then he says, khand khand hai deha jai yadi pran. Tabuami vadanena chari harinam. Even if my body is cut into pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, if you have to chant holy name throughout your life, and if you have to get the perfection of life, you just can't do life without this quality of tolerance. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Sahishnuta guna hridayate ani trinathi kahina. Please stand. Kabe nijamani sahishnuta guna hridayate ani. Sahishnuta is the tolerance. When will it come in my heart so that I can develop? I can develop that taste. Qazi made a punishment. He says, lash him in 22 marketplaces until he dies. There is no other judgment I find appropriate. If we are speaking of tolerance, and Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas Thakur is the embodiment, emblem of tolerance, Sahanshilta ke murtiman swaroop hai. And what Sahanshilta he is going to exhibit now? He says, lash him in 22 marketplaces until he dies. And I do not find anything appropriate. And I conclude that our big pandits will also give the same punishment. And he was actually lashed in 22 marketplaces. I'll read few things. From one marketplace to another, they beat him mercilessly. And all the people were watching and they were thinking, what can be done? One man came, tell me what price I can do, relieve him. He's a great saint. If you do like this, the whole village will get spoiled. One man wanted to take the punishment on himself. Please do not punish Haridas Thakur. He's such a saint. You punish me. Why you are killing him? And one man, they all started talking to each other. This Nawab will be destroyed. This Qazi will be destroyed. So much punishment. And everybody was thinking, he will be destroyed, he will be destroyed, he will be destroyed. When Haridas Thakur, when it came to him, by the grace of Lord Krishna, jisko maar pad rahi hai, uske baare mein sochiye. What he is thinking. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Haridas felt no pain in his body. Just like Prahlad in Srimad Bhagavatam, who was tortured by demons, Haridas never suffered at all. And throughout his ordeal, throughout his
whatever he was going through, he was being beaten. Haridas's one emotion was pity for these people who were beating him. He was feeling pity for them and he said, "Oh Lord Krishna," now look at this prayer he is making. "Oh Lord Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls so that they may not be punished because of me." And this is the pastime which personifies, which shows the tolerance of Srila Haridas Thakur, that such a tolerance, this word says, he should tolerate the insults of others and should never himself belittle anyone. And later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows Haridas Thakur that because you were praying for these people, because of your prayers, I could not do anything for them. Such were the prayers of Haridas Thakur. For all their beating, Haridas showed no signs of distress, as if he was absorbed in remembering the holy name of Lord Krishna. At last, the guards had to stop in amazement. How can a human being survive such a brutal beating? Any ordinary man would have died after the beating we gave in the first two or three marketplaces, and we have beaten in 22 marketplaces. And he just looks and smiles. They concluded, "This is the sign of a saintly person." This means they don't see tilak in his head. They don't see a mala in his thing, which is all great signs. But it says, which is the sign of a saintly person? Showing tolerance. Very exalted topic, but it's nice discussing about it, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this most important verse as it comes in the purport. Trinad api sunichena taror api sahishnuna. You tolerate, you develop humility, I reside in your heart. No humility, no tolerance, holy name is far, far away from us. And it is like licking a bottle of honey from outside. And I'll just conclude with a few points. So this is Srila Haridas Thakur's example of tolerance. So tolerance is like chandan. Please remember, this is a chandan yatra time coming up. And chandan, whenever you see chandan, remember, jitna ghisega, uska lep banega, wo lep bhagwan ke yahan jayega. If we have struggles in our life, lot of tolerance needs to be exhibited. Jivva hai, wo kya hai? Tala hai. Insan kya hai? Dukan hai. As we already discussed in the beginning. Insan dukan hai, jeev tala hai. Jab tala khulta hai, to samajhta hai, dukan mein sona hai ya koila hai. Similarly, when we respond to the situation where we are not able to tolerate, we understand andar kya hai, koila hai ya sona hai, whether Lord is really residing or not. And about the humility part, just last 5 minutes I'll tell. I was reading somewhere, humility, and they were comparing humility to water. How many of you know chemical composition of water? H2O. H2O. Two hydrogen, one oxygen. Interesting. He was explaining how two hydrogen, one oxygen. H2O. He said from water what we learn? Humility, harmony and openness. And how? He said, we learn humility. Water, when water flows, water tends to always settle down. Sabse niche jayega pani. Right? Water goes to the lowest place. He says, humility, Prabhupada defines humility, not being anxious to be honored by others. Not being anxious to be honored by others. Like we know this Prabhupada story, Srila Prabhupada sitting on the asana and explaining Varanashram. How there is first class person, Brahmanas, second class, Kshatriyas, third class, Vaishyas, fourth, Shudras, and people sitting in front, they have no understanding of Varanashram, they are not Indians or some Vedic culture. And somebody asked Prabhupada, "So what are you, first class?" Srila Prabhupada says, "No, I am fifth class, servant of all. I am servant of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra." And it's good to discuss now, but spontaneously that answer to come at that point, it takes genuine humility. Sometimes, you know, we clap for some of the nice kavita spoken, but this is the point which one should clap for. Srila Prabhupada's humility. He says, I am the fifth class. Water is something which goes to the lowest and settles down. Humility. And then another quality of humility, another thing from water, H2O, is harmony. Water is flowing, rock comes in the middle, water just adjusts its path and goes further. Doesn't face or enter into conflict. Doesn't face or starts entering into the conflict. Sometimes people behave without logic, you get angry, why this person is wrong, why should I bend down? But water just adjusts. Now this is a rock, rock to wahan se nahi hilne wala. Some people, there are some situations come in your life, some people come in your life, they are not going to change their ideology. Only thing you can do is just adjust and go on. You are not going to force or enter into conflict. That's why one place it was written, अपने असूल कुछ ऐसे होने चाहिए, अपने असूल कुछ ऐसे भी तोड़ने पड़े मुझे, अपने असूल कुछ ऐसे भी तोड़ने पड़े मुझे जहां गलती नहीं थी वहां भी हाथ जोड़ने पड़े मुझे, जहां गलती नहीं थी वहां भी हाथ जोड़ने पड़े. एंड हाउ मेनी टाइम्स इट हैपेंस, एनीबडी दिस हैपन? अरे बोल दो, शर्माने की जरूरत नहीं है, मेरे साथ भी हुआ है ऐसा. And sometimes problem, we have galti, we think, nahi, hamari galti nahi hai. That is another side. But jahan galti nahi thi, wahan bhi haath jodne pade mujhe. He says, water knows how to harmonize with all situations. That is another part of humility. Not be anxious of being honored by others. Just carry on. And the third is openness. What is openness? Open to change its state. Water can become liquid, can become gaseous state, can change the shape as per the jar, cup, glass, bowl, anything, change the shape. Openness to change one's rigid ideas. That is also humility. And this comes in Bhagavad Gita, amanitvam adambhitvam. Adambhitvam, not rigid. Not having too much pride of oneself. Ready to change one's rigid ideas for a higher cause. Openness. Like, you know, this one, false pressures can be very heavy. Bolte hain, haath thand mein kaam nahi karta aur dimag ghamand mein kaam nahi karta. Right? Haath. So, dimag ghamand mein ho to kaam nahi karta. In one army building, some defense establishment, this is a story, he was fire lag gaya, aag lag gaya. Everybody was jumping. And people were standing near wo net pakad ke, upar se catch karenge. Jo girega, pakadenge usko, jaan bachayenge uski. Everyone came. At the end, captain came. And captain came, we have to hold him. And four people are standing there holding this. And captain is falling. And suddenly they realize when captain came, we have to salute. And everyone salute. And captain dham, niche. Sometimes people, those who demand too much honor and respect, they suffer at the last minute sometimes. So humility is the best. So this is a beautiful translation which says, a saintly person should never let others frighten or disturb him. Similarly, should never frighten or disturb other people. He should tolerate the insults of others. Should never himself belittle anyone. He should never create hostility with anyone for the sake of the material body, for he would thus be no better than animal. Jindagi mein do asool yaad rakhna, an ka kan aur anand ka shan kabhi vyarth mat jaane dena. Wait. And spread happiness so much. Nikharo to phool ki tarah, bikharo to khushbu ki tarah. and that will perfect our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hari Bol. It's already time. Thank you so much. We'll not have any questions. Hare Krishna.